Hello, hello, hello. Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I am your host, Natalie Palik, and I am recording today on the lovely Cyber Monday. I actually already recorded this entire episode last week on, what day was it? I think it was Black Friday, but I had to make quite a few edits to the audio just with some background noise, and then after editing it and it being a nice 30-minute episode, when I listened to it back, it just sounded so skippy, and I want to put out the best episodes for you guys, so when you're listening to it, it doesn't make you feel like you're about to have a seizure, because that's how it made me feel within the first 15 minutes. So here we are today. We are already past Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was Thursday. I hope everyone had an amazing day, regardless of what you did. Regardless if you were with family, friends, if you were just having a solo day, because as you get older, you will learn to appreciate the art of being able to be alone and just solitude, and there is just so much peace that comes with being able to be happy with your own company. That is truly something that I did struggle with growing up, was just being able to be comfortable with hanging out with myself and just being with myself, but now it is one of my favorite things. I love having me time and just unwinding, and that's typically when I do my self-care, when I'm doing things like my hobbies. I love to be super creative and artistic. It is just one of the things that really makes me feel like me and just allows me to connect back with myself. I hope you guys had an amazing time over the little Thanksgiving weekend. Me personally, I did not have Friday off from work, which, what are you gonna do? But it was Black Friday, so let me just give you some little life updates. Anthony and I went to Home Goods on Black Friday, and it was so fun. It was, honestly, I don't know if it was crazier than a regular Black, or not even a Black Friday, than a regular Home Goods run, but given the fact that it was Black Friday, there were specific aisles of Home Goods that were a little bit more packed than others, like the holiday section. There was these cute-ass mugs, plates, just serving little platters for the holidays. So, like, Christmas, there was these super cute Winnie the Pooh plates, and there was just so many groups of people that were kind of just manning certain aisles, so I had to sneak in and out to be able to look at things that I wanted to get, and I just had Anthony wait in a different aisle with the cart because there was no way we were getting a cart through that madness. So that was super fun. That was the only store that we went to on Black Friday, and then Saturday we went to Ulta and Five Below. Five Below was actually so fun. They had so many cute Christmas decorations, guys. If you're looking for obviously not extremely expensive Christmas decorations, definitely go to Five Below. We got so many cute things. There were these cute little Christmas trees that, honestly, I don't know how tall they are. Maybe like 8 inches tall, 6 inches, but they're so cute. I have one sitting out on our balcony right now on the table, and they have the little white glitter flocking on them. They're so cute. We got the little, what are they even called? They're not the fairy lights. They're just the regular string lights that you'd wrap around the tree, but we wrapped them around the little poles on the balcony, and typically I would put it on the top, but I put it on the bottom. And then what else did we get from there? Honestly, there were so many of the little throw blankets, like 50 by 60 inches. There were so many cute ones. We got two of them, and then I got some Christmas pajamas. They were literally, I could not say no. I got some shorts and a cute little button-up shirt with some holiday pants, which they're just like pajama pants, which you can never have too much of those. As I've also gotten older, I've learned the beauty of a nice pair of pajama pants, like a pajama set, PJ set. Typically, I will just sleep in a oversized shirt and like boxers or just shorts, whatever, but there is just something so slay about putting on a cute little matching PJ set. I never understood it when I was a kid. I was like, why would you buy pajamas when you can literally just wear comfy clothing to bed? But it just truly sets the vibe. So 10 out of 10, recommend getting some cute pajama sets from Five Below. They're so cheap. They're in season. They have just so many cute little things there. And honestly, so many cute ornaments. We got a 7.5 foot Christmas tree from Amazon, I think last week. So we set it up on a Friday because it got here, I believe, on Thanksgiving. So we got that set up and we were just decorating the tree. I'm definitely going to be posting photos of that if I have not already on my personal Instagram, and I'll definitely be doing it on the podcast Instagram. When I was recording on Friday, I had 2 days left of the 75 hard, but since it is November 27th, the 75 hard is officially over, guys, and I'm so freaking proud of myself. Saturday, the 25th, was the last day of the 75 hard, so you best believe that at midnight, so the first of the hour on November 26th, Sunday, yesterday, I had my first Dr. Pepper in 75 days. It was truly everything that I thought it was going to be and more. I am just so proud of myself for being able to stick to this little routine that I created for myself. It wasn't as rigorous as other people do the 75 hard, but that really wasn't the point of it for me. It was to just prove to myself that I can have control in certain areas of my life, and entering into my mid-20s, because tomorrow is going to be my birthday, guys. The day that you listen to this, on November 28th, I will be turning 25. I don't know how to feel about it. Part of me is scared, part of me is excited, but I will be a whole quarter, guys. I think, is that the last of the coins? Is there a 50-cent coin? Honestly, don't even come after me for this, but why do I feel like the quarter is the... No, there definitely has to be a half dollar coin out there. Anyways, that is aside the point. I'm really letting my Arizona education show in this little segment, but I'm gonna be 25, guys, and I really want to be implementing the best routines into my life, whether if it's eating habits, exercise, just hobbies and stuff that I'm doing in my free time. I also have not had a drop of alcohol in the last 75 days, which was a little, I don't want to say hard, because I'm not even a really big drinker. As we've gotten out of college and graduated, I have not been the biggest drinker because I feel like college kind of just ruined my liver for a little bit of time. But you know what? Now that the 75 days are over and my birthday is tomorrow, I didn't drink on Thanksgiving. I didn't drink on other occasions when I definitely could have, when we were out, or just, you know, sometimes you just want to have a little glass of wine. I'm not even really a big wine girly, but you know what I mean. Now that I have not had any alcohol, I'm definitely going to have a glass of something, most likely on my birthday. And then if we decide to go out or whatever we do to celebrate my birthday over the weekend, I probably will have a little alcoholic girly beverage. So that will be super exciting. Guys, Christmas is less than a month away, and I am just so excited. I'm going to go to Ohio to see my family. I believe we are going to all be together for like a week or so. I'm going to be going the 20th of December and then coming back the 26th. I really do wish that Christmas was on a Monday so that we would have that day off. Oh, wait, no. Is Christmas a Monday? Let me look right here. No, Christmas is a Monday. I wish Christmas was a Sunday, so then we would have Monday off because it's, like, observed. So it is just kind of hard when I am working remotely. But thankfully, the flight is only, like, an hour and a half there and an hour 20 minutes back, which, if you are a frequent flyer, you know that they kind of just tack on 20 to 30 minutes. So you are typically pleasantly surprised that the flight is about 20 minutes shorter than usual. It's one of those flights where as soon as you get up and they're like, okay, you can now walk about the cabin, you can use your electronic devices, whatever, whatever, you have that luxury for about 25 minutes, and then they alert you that we're starting the descent. So it's actually a very doable flight, unlike the Arizona flight that I used to do all the time, which is like 4.5 hours. Yeah, that was not for the week. I hope you guys had an amazing Black Friday, or whatever you did over the weekend. I know I talked a little bit about our Black Friday experience, but I did want to share one of the funniest Black Friday experiences that I've ever had. So it was my mom, my brother, and I, and it was one of the first times that I was actually allowed to go Black Friday shopping with them. I'm talking Black Friday shopping where you would go shopping Thanksgiving night at like 11 p.m. or even 1 a.m., 2 a.m. on Black Friday. That was the epitome of being alive, guys. If you did not experience Black Friday shopping like that, I am so sorry for you because now Black Friday, it just does not hit the same, unfortunately. The sales are not as good. People are not as crazy, which Black Friday could be a little dangerous way back in the day. People were punching each other over TVs. But I will say that just the experience that Black Friday brought was one that if you experienced it, you will never forget. Anyways, I was finally able to go Black Friday shopping. It was typically something that my mom and brother would do because I was too young, quote unquote, or they would say that they were going shopping for my birthday gifts or my Christmas gifts because my birthday typically fell a few days before Thanksgiving, after, sometimes on Thanksgiving, which my birthday next year will be on Thanksgiving, so Thanksgiving is going to be canceled, honey. Anyways, we went Black Friday shopping. We went to Ulta. This was when the Buzzing Lip Freak chapsticks kind of first came out, if you know what I'm talking about. They're so funny. It's just like a lip plumper, but in a chapstick. Okay, actually, it's a little bit more intense, but my mom had known about these because I already had them. And we bought some from Ulta, and I told my brother to try it, and he had no idea what was happening. So we were in Rue 21, and he tried them, and he was like almost in tears. So every single Christmas, I will get him a buzzing chapstick just because I think it's so funny. And it just keeps, in my mind, it keeps him humble. So that was one of the funniest Black Friday experiences. We never really had anything crazy, or at least I didn't. My mom and brother might have their own little stories up their sleeve about that, but me personally, I never had any crazy run-ins with people. Today's topic is all about gratitude and just kind of the nostalgia that goes around the holidays and, the days that you can be in the holidays where you kind of feel like you're just trying to get by, trying to get through. There's a lot that's going on. You're trying to live in the moment. There's so much exciting things going on. And as we all know, with every exciting thing and every high, it's always going to be met with a low. That's just how life works. So today's episode is going to be all on how to tackle that and just tools that you can use to be in the moment, be present, and, honor yourself and not allow your social battery to get completely depleted. So let's get into it. First and foremost, we always want to be able to be upfront with ourselves and knowing how much we can give at a certain amount of time. So I know with the holidays, there's typically a lot of gatherings, which can be with friends, which can be with family. Depending on your relationship status with these people, even if you have a great relationship, it can be super easy for your social battery to get depleted, and people might be expecting a lot out of you. You're expected to show up in a certain way. So, first of all, just know that you are never alone in possibly feeling like, you should be enjoying the moment a little bit more than you actually are. What I mean by this is something that I have always experienced around the holidays, regardless of the age, is a little bit of the seasonal depression, which obviously we all know that is a thing, but especially around the holidays. There is just, like I said, with every high, it's met with a low. And during the holidays, it's typically a lot of highs on top of highs. And like I said, that is going to be met with a low. So don't feel bad if you are just seeing everyone else having a better time than you feel like you are. Just know that you're not alone because that is also something that I struggle with too. I get hit really hard with nostalgia and kind of just being reminded that we're all growing up, and that holidays are never going to be what they were when we were children. The holidays are never going to be what they were when we were children, which is very sad because for me, it kind of reminds me that everyone's getting older, things are changing, traditions are changing, but then you also want to try to find the flip side, the positive side, and there is a sort of beauty to that because then you can go on to create your own traditions and pass on super fun memories and create other super fun memories as you get older in life and as you start to create your own family or with friends or just even as you are all getting older. I know for me, it was a big, how do I want to word this? It was a huge reality check when my brother first celebrated his first Christmas morning, not with our family, and he did it with his family, which that is, I want that for him. I want him to create these memories, and I love that for him because I know one day I will have that for myself too. But it did make me sad for me selfishly because I wish I would have kind of, appreciated it a little bit more the last time that we all did our Christmas morning together when we all woke up in the same house. And it really kind of just makes you realize that, wow, I need to start appreciating things and the moments as they're happening, which can kind of really get you in your head being like, I want to appreciate this moment, but maybe you're having some sad feelings and you're kind of just living in the past. Just know that you are not alone with that. So many people struggle with anxiety, and then especially adding the holidays on, it kind of is just anxiety on steroids. It's its own type of anxiety because you want to be showing up as your best self for people and being in on all of the memories that are being made, but you cannot control how you're feeling at all times. So you just got to remember that emotions are fleeting and to try to just live in the moment as much as possible. You owe it to yourself to be happy and to let your guard down. And I know that's not always the easiest thing to do, but just know that, again, you're never alone in what you're feeling and you are totally valid in what you're feeling. The next thing I really wanted to talk about was comparing. So I know I have an episode all about comparison is the thief of joy. So when you're on social media and you're seeing people post all of the gifts that they're getting, all of the family gatherings, all the friend gatherings that they're having, even over Thanksgiving, maybe you are seeing all of these big family gatherings or Friendsgivings and you're like, wow, I don't have that. Please never let that take away from what you do have. As we all know, social media is a highlight reel, and how many times have you been at an event where it was actually not all that it cracked up to be, but you posted a video on social media and maybe someone saw that and was like, wow, they're having such a great time, but you know in your heart of hearts that after you posted that video, you went back to scrolling for the rest of the event on your phone. You went back to just sitting at a table with two people, which sure, that still could have been a great time, but you weren't feeling the joys and perhaps all of the excitement that maybe your video that you posted came across to other people. We're all guilty of it, but you shouldn't ever feel bad for posting what's going on in your life, because a lot of people use it as a diary, as yes, it's a highlight reel, but a lot of people use it to look back on, and that is one of the most beautiful things about social media, is that you can always document what's going on, what you were doing at a certain point in time. And I personally think that is an amazing thing about social media. Again, with comparing, so maybe you're seeing people post all of the gifts that they're getting. You're seeing people post all these extravagant family vacations that they're going on in these tropical islands and say, maybe you aren't doing that. Maybe your family can't do that. Please never let that take away from what you do have. Please don't spend some of these amazing, beautiful, fun, family-filled, loving days. Maybe it's not family-filled. Maybe you don't have a great relationship with your family, but maybe you've created your own family that isn't blood. So the family that you have created with, whether if that's friends, whether if it's just you and your pet, whether if it's just you, please don't let other people's postings take away from what you do have, because I guarantee you that you have something else that they don't have. I guarantee you that you are unique. Please never forget that. No matter what is going on in someone's life, whether if it's some girl from seventh grade or some guy that you met in college, please don't allow what they're posting to take away the magical moments and memories that you're creating in your life. No matter what it looks like, no matter how extravagant it is, please just know that the average person is not having an extravagant, glamorous holiday like you might be seeing on TikTok, like you might be seeing on Instagram. Don't let that take away from what you do have, because I guarantee you, like I said, you have something that they don't have that they're overcompensating for, and you would just honestly never know it. So the holidays are supposed to be a time where you are showing gratitude and you're thankful. It's really not all about who can buy the best gift, who can get the newest, hottest item on the market. It's truly about giving, and that is where the holidays can get a little murky, because some people are, selfish. Some people only care about materialistic things, and that is some parts of the holidays where you buy gifts for people, but truly, the meaning of holidays is togetherness, giving back, having gratitude, being able to slow down in a very fast-paced life, because as we all know, this world moves very fast, especially in America. Everything is go, 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 go. Downtime really isn't rewarded. If anything, it's looked down upon. Taking time to yourself, regardless if it's a day off for your mental health, whether if it's not going out for a night and having the night in. Some people do unfortunately look down on that because they, in my perception and in my opinion, they feel like if they are not constantly doing something, that means that they can't be alone with their own thoughts. And honestly, I do say that coming from an I've been there standpoint, because if I'm constantly trying to fill my schedule, not allowing myself to just kind of sit and be with my thoughts, that's how I know that something is probably going on within my head, or I just feel like I'm not doing enough, or I'm feeling not worthy enough, or just insecure about something in my life, maybe my performance, maybe me as a person. So just know that if you need to take a moment to yourself or step away or not engage in a conversation, that it is absolutely okay. Just know that just because you're not posting this, that, and the other, everything that's going on, if you didn't get the same amount of gifts as this one TikToker did, just know that that does not mean that you are any less, that your family or friends don't love you any less, that you are not as worthy, that you're not as special, that you're not as important. Please just know that none of that is true in the slightest. And if there's one thing that you can take away from my podcast, please just always know that you are just as worthy. You are just as valuable. You are put on this earth for a reason. No one knows why we're here. Everyone can have their own beliefs and religions and things that they choose to think about the world and just why we're here. But the truth is, no one really knows. Don't take everything so seriously. Don't take yourself so seriously. At the end of the day, we are all just humans trying to make it here on earth. We're trying to make the best of everything. We're trying to be the best people that we can be. We're trying to do what we think we were meant to do when we were created and brought on this earth. Truth be told, none of us asked to be here, but it really matters from the moment that, you know, you can understand that you're human and that your actions do have an effect on people and that there are consequences to your actions. Once you are able to connect those dots, the thing that truly matters is what you do from that point on. Nobody is perfect. People are going to mess up. You're going to mess up. I mess up all the time. So the one thing that I do know for sure is that you are here for a reason. You are important. You are special. The holidays are such an overwhelming time, whether if that is overwhelming joy, overwhelming sadness, overwhelming excitement, overwhelming loneliness. Please just know that you are never alone and you are so valid in what you're feeling. I know that not everyone has a great relationship with their family, and me personally, I have been building back up relationships in my family because, you know, life happens, shit happens. Please just know that if you ever feel like you are in a situation where you're not being accepted, where you're being judged, that it really doesn't hurt anyone to remove yourself. It hurts you more to stay in a situation where you are being mistreated, where you are not being shown the respect and the love and the gratitude and being just treated in the way that you should be treated. There's no handbook, there's no rule book that says that you have to then still stay in this situation. You're allowed to create your own family. You're allowed to create your own community. The holidays are truly a time where it can feel like you are under the magnifying glass. Maybe family members and friends are asking you all sorts of questions that you don't have the answer to. Maybe uncomfortable questions and topics are being discussed and you don't want to be a part of that. Like I said, you do not have to stay there. If you want to, go excuse yourself and go to the bathroom. Go excuse yourself and go on a walk around the house, wherever you guys are. If you want to fake a phone call, go ahead and do that. Fake a phone call and then put on this podcast so that you have someone that loves you and that can just talk to you and make you feel like you're not alone. Please just know that the holidays are not a cookie cutter thing. Please just know that no matter what, things are not going to go as planned. Things are not always going to be perfect. Don't compare your situation to another person's situation. Don't even compare this year to last year or this year to 10 years ago, because every single day is going to be different. No matter what, just show up as your best self and know that you are worthy. And if someone doesn't see that, that is truly their loss. I know that each and every one of you that are listening to this podcast, that are listening today, you are special, whether if you know it or not. Please never forget that. I love you guys so much, and I'm just feeling so extremely thankful and grateful that you guys show up for me every single week, that you guys are here and allow me to be myself and just show up as me, and you guys just accept me unconditionally and you love me. It is something that I have always been craving in my lifetime, and I've been wanting to start the podcast for quite some time, so I'm just so happy that we started this on August 8th, 8-8. You know me, my angel numbers. Today is, like I said, November 27th, and it's 11-11, so I'm seeing a lot of 11-11s everywhere. I just know that this podcast is giving me so much. It's giving back to me in such a way and healing myself, and I hope that it is doing the same for you guys. Every single time I sit down to record these episodes, I just want to connect with the listener, no matter where you are, no matter what day you're having. I just hope that my words can reach you and just touch you in a way that make you feel understood, seen, valued. That is all that I ever want to do. I just always want to be this light that can help other people when they're having a dark day, that I can help someone feel less alone. That is all I ever want to do in this world. And that is something that I know for sure is my purpose in this world, is to just be a silly, goofy person in people's lives and just help them take themselves and life a lot less seriously. Like I said, I love you guys so, so much. Thank you so much for being here and always showing up for me. Peach is constantly bringing me her little toy, which is actually just ribbon that I was using to wrap gifts, and she just keeps bringing it to me, and I know you want me to play with you. So I think I'm going to wrap the episode up here. I hope you guys enjoyed your nap time, and I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for you all. Please just know that, again, the holidays are not really supposed to be a materialistic, showy-off type of time. It's supposed to be about giving back, whether if that's to yourself or others, because never forget to give back to yourself, to make yourself feel loved, to show yourself gratitude, to give yourself time to relax, because having downtime and relaxed time is, it's not a gift. It's something that is a necessity, and it's just as needed and important as drinking water and eating food and getting sunlight and getting exercise. It is so important, and never let anyone make you feel bad about needing to rest, because it is essential to living. Don't forget to leave a rating and review, and go ahead and subscribe and follow the podcast if you guys want to stay up to date with all of our episodes and releases. Since it's about to be December, I'm going to be putting together a little giveaway, so stay tuned for that post. Thank you guys again so much for being here. As always, if you want to submit any topic requests, Q&As, story times, or advice columns, that is going to be linked in the Google form in the episode description details. Thank you guys again so much for being here, and I will talk to you next time. Bye!